You hear a gastroenterologist talking to a patient called Martin Rush. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
So, Martin, you've been referred to me by your GP, and I've got your notes here. But first of all, perhaps you could tell me in your own words what's brought you here today.
Well, it's a combination of things, really. I suspect they're all related. I've been getting really bad heartburn. It's quite extreme and always worse after I've eaten. Something else I've noticed is that I sometimes get bile in my mouth, which tastes revolting, and it probably makes my breath smell. It's absolutely disgusting. I seem to be belching and burping a lot too, and I'm full of gas or water or something. I feel bloated virtually all the time. Mm-hmm. On top of that, it often hurts when I'm swallowing. Something's not right, and it doesn't seem to be improving or going away. We're quite the opposite. I can't get comfortable when I'm lying down, so it's affecting my sleep too.
Any other symptoms, like diarrhoea or sickness?
No, nothing like that.
And have you been taking anything?
Well, I popped down to the local pharmacy and they gave me an antacid, right. So I've been taking that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to eat more fruit and vegetables. I've also made a really big effort to cut down on my alcohol consumption. I don't really know if that's going to help or not. And I find that going for a walk after dinner helps. That way I don't feel quite so bad when I go to bed.
Well, it sounds like you've done the right thing in coming to see me. You do seem quite concerned.
Well, I am worried. I mean, what if it's an ulcer or something? I would absolutely hate that. I can't stand the thought of not being able to eat properly. I love going out to eat in restaurants, and that would be the end of that, wouldn't it? Not only that, but I don't want to lose a lot of weight and get thin. I've always been quite fit and strong, and the last thing I want is to go all weedy looking. And then there's my job. I work on a construction site and I don't want to have to ask my colleagues to do things for me or depend on them for anything. I'm a project manager, so I can't afford to take time off if I'm ill. Yeah, taking time off work would be a big problem for me.
From what you've said, I don't think it'll come to that.
Could you look into it, though? I mean, do some tests. I reckon that'd give us a clue as to what's going on. I'm just worried I might need to have surgery. That'd be awful. I'd really hate that.
OK, well, I think we're getting ahead of ourselves a bit. Could you just talk me through any major illnesses or accidents you've had in the past?
Well, there's not much to report. When I was small, I had whooping cough. Then I went travelling around Central Asia 4 years ago and managed to get a bug, some food poisoning thing. Mm-hmm. And the only other thing was last year I was helping my friend move house. I slipped a disc. I felt my back go when we were picking up a heavy sofa.
Right. And one last question before I take a look at you about medication. Where are you with that?
Well, I'm still on the blood pressure tablets my GP gave me 3 years ago, the Ramipril. That's the only medicine that I'm actually prescribed. Otherwise, I do tend to take a fair amount of ibuprofen because of the work I do. Mm. I get a very sore knee because I'm often working on all fours on pretty hard surfaces. That's about it as far as medication's concerned, though.
OK. Well, thank you for all that background. That's really useful. What we need to do now is...